This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hello, welcome, Merry Christmas. It is the Boxing Day edition of the No Name Never preview show, brought to you by the No Name Never podcast. I'm your host, Anthony Bromley, and this week we are looking ahead to Burnley's home fixture on Boxing Day against Liverpool. Who doesn't love a Boxing Day fixture? Well, we don't love them when they kick off at 5:30 in the evening, but we'll more about that on the episode. Because of the fixture congestion and the fact that it is Christmas period, we are recording tonight's episode straight after the Fulham preview, so you'll see a few similarities. Also means, well, I've put a hat on for continuity purposes, but also we're going to have a few missing bits in here. We won't have a match reaction from Fulham, we'll have no idea what happened then. We won't probably have referee details or any squad news, depending on how that game goes, but we will have all the stats, facts and analysis that you need ahead of that Liverpool game. I'm joined by Statman Dave, of course, he is the king of the preview show, and we managed to get George back on again. The lazy little thing decided to disappear for a few months. We got him on once, we've dragged him on a second time. So, hang on to your Santa hats, listeners. Let's go. Merry Christmas, Merry Boxing Day, Dave, George. It's like I only saw you 5 minutes ago, or 10 minutes ago, specifically.
What a fantastic 3-0 win at Fulham, though.
And I can't believe we were all right that we got absolutely, like, ran all over them, and all the results went against us, and we're going to survive. We don't know. We've got no idea. What do you reckon? Let's have a quick prediction. We all predicted a win. Do we think we were right? This hat's going to get on my nerves. Do you think we were right, George?
I definitely think we were right. And to be honest, I thought we were going to go under the false pretense that we're recording this on Christmas Day and that we were that dedicated. So I was going to talk about my Christmas dinner I've just eaten, which was superb. And I opened my presents and I got everything in the world I ever wanted, which at this point is just film stock. It's so expensive. So I've opened all my presents. I'm having a fantastic Christmas and hoping the same for all the Clarets listening out there.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely wish, we do hope you all had a fantastic Christmas Day and that you managed to spend time with family, friends, loved one, whatever your family unit looks like. We don't know what happened with the football. Dave, how was your imaginary Christmas, do you reckon? This isn't the way I expected this podcast to start, I'm not going to lie.
No, I'm not going to go down that route.
Oh, you see, this is what happens when we invite George on. Chaos ensues. Well, let's not start dwindling, because this could literally go anywhere. We have got a preview show. It's going to be a shortened podcast, listeners, for this very reason. We're not quite sure yet what's going to happen. So let's give our listeners a Christmas quiz, Dave, because they only have to think about it for this episode, don't they? What have you asked our listeners for their fun quiz for the Liverpool preview, please?
Well, it's yet another festive quiz question. This week, just the fun quiz question relates to goals scored in matches played on the 26th of December, aka Boxing Day. Can you name both of Burnley's joint top scorers in competitive matches played on Boxing Day?
So there's two players who've played for Burnley who are both scored the same number of goals, which is the top scorers on Boxing Day. Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Excellent. Answers at the end of this episode. Start guessing, please. Dave, kick us off straight away. George, we're going to come back to you. Don't go anywhere. You still look like you're on like the front line of World War II on the Christmas Day. Is it, what was it called? Was it the, it wasn't Armistice Day, was it? What was
People listening to this episode are going to think, what on earth, Shadow Bat? It's just because I've got a nice burly moustache. So you'll have to check out the YouTube edition to really see
what
it.
A pro. Like, podcast listeners that you're missing out on Santa hats, Dave's festive background and George's very weird 1940s moustache, which does make him look like he should have starred in Memphis Belle. Check out our, or just go to our Twitter page because I'm going to tweet a little bit of this. I've thrown off. This is chaos edition. This is a chaos edition. Dave, we've had a quiz question. Let's go straight into our preview, please. Liverpool at home, Boxing Day, 5:30 kickoff live on Amazon Prime. I'm very cross with this. 5:30 in the evening is no business for a football game for Boxing Day when you've got live fans who want to go back home to their families and celebrate Christmas. But never mind, one for another day. Match result summary, please. I can't imagine this is going to be pleasant.
All but one of the previous 45 seasons we've spent in the same league as Liverpool have been in the top flight. The only time the two teams met in second tier was in 1904-05, so quite a while ago. Burnley have accumulated 19 wins and 9 draws in the league games against Liverpool at Turf Moor, and the visitors have chalked up 17 away wins. Despite having more wins, Burnley are behind in terms of goals scored, with 65 compared to 68, which have been conceded. Liverpool's 8 previous away trips in Premier League season since 2009 have yielded 7 away wins, with just a solitary home win for Burnley, which was by a 2-0 scoreline in a memorable match in the early part of the 2016-17 season, when first-half goals from Sam Vokes and Andre Gray sealed the victory.
That is 2 episodes in the space of recording one evening where we've had Sam Vokes mentioned. Dave, this is why I hire you. You're amazing. Okay, one to remember, one to forget, please.
Burnley and Liverpool have met on 7 previous occasions on Boxing Day, with 4 of those 7 matches taking place at Turf Moor. There have been 2 Burnley wins and 2 defeats. So we can provide a quick overview of all 4, starting with our ones to forget. On Boxing Day 1969, Burnley suffered a heavy 5-1 defeat to Bill Shankly's Liverpool side, which went on to finish 5th in the old First Division. Burnley, meanwhile, went on to finish 14th. On Boxing Day, though, at Turf Moor, the visitors race into a 3-0 lead at half-time, with goals from Ian Ross, Bobby Graham and Chris Lawler. It got worse for Burnley, conceding further goals to Peter Thompson and Ian Callaghan, before Brian O'Neill eventually found the net with a rebound for a late consolation after his late penalty had initially been saved by Tommy Lawrence. Burnley also suffered defeat to Liverpool more recently at Turf Moor on Boxing Day, in a narrow defeat in 2014. The Clarets played extremely well during the first half and were unfortunate not to be ahead at half-time. And it eventually took a goal from Raheem Sterling to break the deadlock and give the visitors a 1-0 victory they barely deserved, as illustrated by the Burnley Express headline, which was "Pockets Picked."
I'm loving these headline references, Dave. Can we keep these? These are great. I really like them. The opposite match then, please.
We've got two ones to forget. We've got also got 2 ones to remember. Our 2 Boxing Day home wins over Liverpool were 77 years apart. The first, way back in 1896, had a dramatic start, with Wilf Thoman finding the net inside the first 20 seconds at the B-hole end. The visitors levelled it at 1-1 after 5 minutes through Frank Beckton before 2 more goals from Billy Bowes gave Burnley a 3-1 lead at the break. Tom Chambers scored again for Burnley in the second half to make it 4-1 and seal a comfortable win. And then in 1973, Burnley were the Boxing Day victors once more. There was another early goal as Paul Fletcher found the net with a header in the 3rd minute, again at the B-hole end, and it remained 1-0 at half-time. But the visitors were awarded a penalty on the hour after Colin Waldron fouled another player we've mentioned earlier in the previous episode, Kevin Keegan. He was playing for Liverpool at the time. He took the spot kick himself but sliced the shot and it skimmed the outside of Alan Stevenson's post and went behind. However, Liverpool did find a leveller in the 84th minute with a volley from Peter Cormack. Within a minute, Ray Hankin forced a shot in to win the match 2-1 for the Clarets.
Lovely stuff. Good history there. Oh, heck, I've lost my script, Dave. What's going on? Okay. We definitely won't have an opposition view, I don't think. This is quite difficult to know whether we've got an opposition view, listeners, I'm afraid, because we're recording this ahead of the Fulham game. You know what? If we've got an opposition view, we'll slot it in here. We'll have a quick break. If not, you'll hear from us in a minute.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Referee news, please, Davido.
Yes, we do have referee news. They're very organised over Christmas, are the PGMOL, and they give them in advance. Paul Tierney of Wigan will have only just got over celebrating his 43rd birthday on Christmas Day, before he has to get back to work and take charge of our match against Liverpool on Boxing Day. His previous 20 Burnley matches go back to 2013, and as well as showing a controversial red card to Brian Stock in his first ever Burnley match, that was an FA Cup third round tie
Brian
at Barnsley.
Brian Stock.
He's also dismissed two other Burnley players, namely Nathan Collins and Matt Lowton, both in Premier League matches, in the later stages of the 2021-22 season. Burnley have picked up 7 wins and 5 draws, as well as suffering 8 defeats in his previous matches. And the yellow card count stands at 26 to Burnley players and 22 to our opponents. It's just over 12 months since Paul Tierney refereed a Burnley match. That was a 1-0 home win against Norwich City in the Championship in October 2022. Simon Hooper will have control of the slow motion replays as the video assistant referee for this match.
What did you start to call the VAR? Goal disallow technology or something? GDT,
goal disallow system. Yeah, it seems to be.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Okay, so it's pretty difficult, as we were saying before, George, to ascertain how this game's going to go. We're not really sure what happened at Fulham at this stage. And also, we're not really going to know which Burnley side showed up for that. Generally speaking, a home tie against Liverpool is probably one of those that we're not expecting to get anything from. So can we therefore use this as a free hit and just try and play with a little bit more freedom? Or are you more tempted to really tighten up and try and be a bit more defensive?
I think at this point, especially in our home games, especially when things on the pitch aren't going our way, you've got to come out and be positive and give the fans something to get behind, I suppose. So I don't think if we veered from our usual style of play and went all defensive all of a sudden, I don't think that's the way to go about things. So hopefully we're positive, go after Liverpool. And, you know, it's one of those games where we're not expected to pick up points from, but in the games where we are expected to pick up points from this season, we haven't picked up points. So we may as well flip it on its head and get points from these kind of games in the second half of the season. But Boxing Day football is just fantastic, isn't it? I mean, 5:30 notwithstanding. I remember we always used to seem to play Barnsley on Boxing Day, so it's nice to be playing a big team this time around, and one we won't get confused with in the national newspapers. So looking forward to it. And it'll be my first game on turf moor in like 4 months. So I'm personally very much looking forward to it and seeing faces that I've not seen in a while.
Good. Well, it's good. Very good to have you back, George. You and Nate disappear off the other end of the country. It's nice to have you there. I remember going to Barnsley. Do you remember that Barnsley Boxing Day fixture that got called off like 5 minutes before the game started? The Barnsley fans were so wonderfully hospitable. They just invited us all into the pubs and drank with us till we got our coaches back. Happy memories. Score prediction then, please, George. Not much to talk about, I'm afraid.
Yeah, let's just go for 2-1 to Burnley, and another big Merry Christmas to all Burnley fans. And we're flying now. We're almost out the relegation zone.
Dave, easing out of this nonsense.
I'm going to sit on the fence and say we're going to get a draw. It's going to be 1-1. I think we'll win at Fulham. We'll get a draw against Liverpool. That'll take us to 12 points after 19 games, which will be the same as we had in that 2018-19 season when we survived. So that might give us a
look at this. This is amazing. Where are you two pulling this positivity from? I am loving it. I'm going to say 2-0. I'm going to think it's going to be a... do you know why I think it's going to be a thing? Jurgen Klopp, I can't stand the man anyway. It drives me insane. But those comments about how it's always a Merry Christmas when you go to Burnley or whatever nonsense it was about. I would love it if we beat them. Love it! There you go. I'm going to say Burnley are going to win 2-0.
That's the third Kevin Keegan reference in the space of two episodes.
I know. We're nothing if not predictable on them. Actually, we're not predictable. We're predictably chaotic, is there such a thing? The Not On Ever podcast regular listeners will know that very well. I'm going to say 2-0 home win. Stat of the week then, Dave, please. Another Santa. Okay. Boxing Day. Actually, this is a proper one. I didn't know this until recently, that actually Boxing Day is called Boxing Day because that's the day when traditionally you got your presents. Christmas Day was a day for feast and family and church and all of that things. And Boxing Day was a pagan ritual where you exchange gifts. Did not know this.
So you mean to say that when I don't get what I want on Christmas Day, I can then wake up with excitement on Boxing Day that I'll get it then?
My darling grandma, who I miss terribly, and it breaks my heart every day that I don't have her, she used to give us Boxing Day bags. So we used to just have a present because we were kids and we didn't understand why Santa didn't bring us presents and everything. We got our presents as normal on Christmas Day. But she used to come to our house on Boxing Day and she carried on that tradition with big bags of Boxing Day presents. So we had big Boxing Day bags to open on Boxing Day when we were kids. And she was so wonderful. She used to wrap all the little things that were like, not what we wanted, but we needed. So like a box of tissues or a new like tin opener, you know, like really useful things that were just silly daft presents. Anyway, sorry, I digress. Dave, give us a Boxing Day gift of a miscellaneous Sat of the Week, please.
Okay, due to a, how should I put it, slow start to the season, most of the contemporary stats are far too depressing at the moment. So I've tried my best this week. So I've tried my best to find a stat this week that's a little bit more positive.
Ooh.
One of the benefits of having a detailed match database with all of Burnley's past results is I can run some quirky queries and then throw out some quirky stats. Our one and only home win of the season so far, the 5-0 annihilation of Sheffield United, was the 183rd time that Burnley have scored five or more goals in a competitive match, and the 157th time in the league. All but one of those matches have ended with a Burnley victory. The odd one out was not even a draw, but astonishingly a defeat, which was a defensive horror show at Blundell Park in late October 2002. Remarkably, that match finished Grimsby Town 6, Burnley 5.
Wow. Entertaining game. It's a good start that day. That's a great one to pull out the bank there. Okay. I don't think there's anything else we need to cover football-wise. I think we're just going to do a very short show just to give our listeners something to listen to. George, anything to add before we hand over?
Well, I note that Dave mentioned Tommy Lawrence's name early on when he was recounting a match of years gone by. If viewers haven't, there'll be very few who haven't seen it, but just Google Tommy Lawrence interview, and it's just a fantastic clip where this former Liverpool goalkeeper, Tommy Lawrence, legendary Liverpool goalkeeper, gets stopped in the street and he's asked about the Liverpool versus Everton rivalry and a specific game. And he replies, yeah, I was playing in it. I was in goal.
I hadn't
recognised him. So just go and watch that if you haven't. And I've just seen a new Wonka film, which is fantastic as well. So that's a little tip, a film tip that. For you.
Yeah.
Go and watch Wonka.
There you
Merry
go.
Christmas.
No and Never Film Club. I'm going to see it over Christmas. Cannot wait. I think it's going to be spectacular. I think I'm a big fan of Timothée Chalamet anyway. And it feels at this point that Hugh Grant was born to be an Oompa Loompa from what I've seen so far. I think that's going to be spectacular. Can't imagine that's a film that's going to resonate with you particularly. No, not one for you, Dave.
Well, yeah, I'm going to be the Christmas Grinch now and say, do we really need a third Wonka film after already yes. having two?
Yes. Well, no, because we didn't need the second one. We didn't need that weird Johnny Depp one. That was unnecessary. The original, but that was just a reboot. This is a prequel. So we do need this one because it's the backstory. Yes, George.
Well, and what I would say is that my answer to when people say this is that it's not for reals, but it's for the generation now. Because you guys, you know, you might have been around when the original was released, but I wasn't. And so for me, the Johnny Depp one.
The original, though. Surely.
Well, funnily enough, so I hadn't until I went to watch Wonka and was delighted at how incredible it was, and then it gave me the itch to watch the original. So I've watched it now as of last week, and yeah, fantastic. Yeah.
The Gene Hackman film, original is far, far, far better than the Johnny Depp one. I don't get offended by the Johnny Depp one, but it's not we didn't need the Johnny Depp one because the original's a perfect movie. So
yeah, and like you were saying, Natalie, this is a great addition as a prequel.
Yeah, exactly.
As a lover of the original, you'll see many many references to it. So you'll enjoy that. It's a fantastic film.
Well, listeners, I hope you enjoyed the first ever edition of the Known and Ever Film Club. Coming to a podcast provider before long, we might branch into a book club. We might branch into a music club. Who knows? But do send in your favourite. Send us in your favourite movie recommendations, please. What can we watch over the Christmas holidays? You can tweet us, you can send any message over our social media pages, or you can email us at previewshow@knownandever.net or the soon-to-be-created knownandeverfilmclub@knownandever.net. Don't email that yet, I haven't created it. That is all we've got time for, listeners. Oh, no, it's not. Sorry.
Question.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I suddenly genuinely did move into producing the Known and Ever Film Club and I forgot about the actual podcast we were doing. So, where am I up to? FPL reminder. Okay, we mentioned firstly in our Fulham preview a couple of days ago, the Fantasy Premier League deadline for the set of matches starting on the 26th of December will be 11 a.m. on Tuesday morning. This is an hour and a half before the lunchtime kickoff at St James Park for Newcastle versus Notts Forest. So, FPL managers, make sure you get your team selection in there and festive green arrows to you all. Message from Adam. Dave, you've still got, I was going to get cross with you, you've still got Don't Forget in an unnecessary large font on my script. As it turns out, that was quite needed today. But do you want to give us your quiz answers, please?
Earlier in the show, we asked you, can you name both of Burnley's joint top scorers in competitive matches that were played on Boxing Day? And the answers were Frank Casper and Andy Lockhead have both scored 4 goals for Burnley in matches played on December 26. Frank Casper's 4 goals were scored across 3 different matches between 1968 and 1972, but all 4 of Andy Lockhead's goals were in a 6-1 home win against Manchester United on Boxing Day 1963.
Good stuff. Thank you, Dave. Excellent. That is all we have time for, a very short, quick review ahead of that Liverpool game. For everybody who does make it to Turf Moor on Saturday night, Tuesday, whatever day it is, Boxing Day, do enjoy it. And we hope you've all had a very lovely festive period. We'll be back at some point before we return for the next fixture to give you the next preview show. So keep an eye out on social media. Best wishes as ever for the Christmas period from us to all of our listeners and family and friends. Thank you to George and to Dave for joining me over this festive period and producing the podcast. It's much appreciated. This has been the Known and Ever podcast. I've been Natalie Bromley. Until next time.
The Known and Ever podcast is brought to you in association with the TalkSport Fan Network. Our host and editor is Natalie Bromley, and the show is produced by Matt Moss. Our resident statistician is Dave Roberts, and our FPL expert is Adam Dennett. The analysis show team is collectively Tom Whittaker, Rich Steele, George Poole, Charlotte Rigby, and Adam Dennett. Our music is provided by George Gaskell, and our newsletter team is headed up by Jamie Smith. If you don't already, you can subscribe to our newsletter by visiting nonenever.substack.com. Thanks as ever go to our partners TalkSport. We are proud to be associated with the TalkSport Fan Network.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.